I'm Samantha, and the students in room 34 just finished learning about puritans. When we finished the unit, Mr. Coley gave us the assignment of pretending to be a newspaper reporter. The students and I wrote articles about the Salem witch trials, church services, and Puritan schools. In this broadcast, we are going to share a few of these articles with you. We hope you enjoy and learn something new.
Hello world, my name is reporter Gabriella, and my article is called Another Puritan is Accused. Around the Puritan colony, fear is spreading. Everywhere there is talk of witches. No one knows whom and who not to trust. Already, many women and young girls have been accused of witchcraft. Just the day before last, another middle-aged woman was sentenced to be hanged. About 3 days ago, a young girl by the name of Susan Sparrow accused her neighbor of being a witch. When interviewed the accuser, Susan said, "It was mid-morning on a lovely Saturday. You see, I had heard that my neighbor, Mrs. Bow, was sick. So as any good-hearted person would do, I decided to ask Mama if I could go to Mrs. Bow's house and help her in any way that she needed. Mama agreed, so I bowed low to Mama, put my bonnet on, and was on my way. When I arrived, I knocked on the door, but no one came. So I opened up the door a little, intending to ask if anyone was home, when I saw something I'll never forget. I quietly walked inside a little and saw Mrs. Bow standing over a large black domed kettle, putting in a rat's foot and a bat swing. I froze for a minute, but when I unfroze, she ran out of the house screaming and yelling, 'Mrs. Bow is a witch!' When Mr. Bow was later interviewed, his face turned to the color of a ripe tomato. He said, 'That girl is a liar. My Patricia couldn't be a witch.' More was said, but after those two sentences, Mr. Bow's words slurred together as they got madder and madder. After interviewing the accused's husband, Mr. Bow, I went and interviewed, with the minister's permission, of course, Mrs. Bow herself. When I asked what she was doing when caring as Susan saw her, she said, 'I was merely making myself some soup from an old family recipe that was passed on to me.' I also asked if what Susan saw wasn't a rat's foot and a bat swing, what were they? She replied, 'What Susan thought was a rat's foot and was an herb that was naturally shaped into that form. Also, that bat swing was just a piece of meat that I had seasoned with herbs.' Well, with these two different stories, I guess we'll never know what really happened. But let's just hope that no one else has to suffer this fate in God's lovely world. But my opinion, though, is that sweet Mrs. Bow is an innocent soul condemned to death."
Hi, this is reporter Haley, and my article is titled A Fiery Sermon. Bang! That's the sound of the preacher's fist banging into the wall. "We are all in the powerful fist of God," he screamed. "Let us obey him, or we will be dropped into the fiery pit." As a lady walked out of church yesterday, I asked her how she felt about the sermon. "It was simply awful," she said, "to have him say those horrid things. And I was up all night trying to get my dear children to stop crying." One of the woman's children was next to her, so I asked the girl whose name was Rose, how she liked the sermon. "I didn't like it one bit," said Rose. "If my mother didn't make me, I wouldn't go to church at all, or school for that matter." Then Rose pushed a young boy of about 5 toward me. "This is my brother John," she said. I asked John how he had liked church. "He said we were going to fall into a pit." John sniffed twice and then burst into tears, and his mother had to take him home. As you can see, the sermons are getting out of control.
Thanks for tuning in. Hi, I'm reporter Ben, and my article is called Trouble in School for Billy Brown. In Puritan schools, they're very strict. A child named Billy Brown learned this yesterday on his first week of school there. The teachers will do a lot of things to discipline their students. Billy found out what one of those things is yesterday as he was talking in class. Billy's classmate, Bob Smith, said, Billy doesn't deserve to be treated this way. All he was doing was talking a little bit. Billy's teacher, Sarah White, disagreed with Bob Smith and stated, I was doing the right thing. The last thing I want in this class is students being distracted from learning about God. Billy's teacher thought it was right to put him on a stool in the middle of the room with a dunce cap on. Let's see what Billy's parents think. If the teacher thinks it is right for him, so do we, said Billy Brown's parents, John Brown and Sarah Brown. Here's what Billy says about his punishment. I was just having a bad day. I was just trying to make some friends on my first week in school. Billy also said, I only asked one classmate if they would be my friend, and Mrs. White got all mad at me. I bet no one in Billy Brown's class will get into trouble for a long time this year, and if they do, you will probably see another article like this reported by me.
Hello, listeners. This is Megan, and my title is Churches Awakened. In the Puritan society, church is very strict, but lately the ministers have not been doing the most exciting services. Let's just say there's lots of snoring going on in the church until new ministers come and wake up the church. I interviewed Michael Brown. He said, as I was walking to the church service, I heard a deep, loud voice coming from inside, and man, was I worried. I did not know what was going on. Surely it wasn't the ministers, or was it? I actually heard what the ministers had to say. Robert Falls, the minister, had said, thus it is that natural men are held in the hand of God over the pit. They have deserved the fiery pit and are already sentenced to it. The devil is waiting for them. It's gaping for them. The flames gather and flash about them. I had heard the tough church service. I talked to Alicia Parrish. She said that it was so intense and she was afraid to breathe wrong. I don't think you want to get yelled by one of those bad boys. The service was so quiet, Alicia P. said. Everyone was gaping at the ministers. That was an amazing church service, Paul Rubke said, another minister. We need to keep the people awake and on track, no snoring in our church. I also interviewed Nicole and Natalie. They said this is a service the Puritans won't forget.
Welcome back. My name is Quentin. My article is called School Trouble. The Bible is important in the Puritan community, but to read the Bible, you need education. Well, Billy, a 10-year-old boy, found out the hard way. We love school, said two young girls. After that interview, I toured the school and saw a lot of older children reading a book called The New England Primer. The kids' goal is to read the Bible. Next, I interviewed Billy Moto, and here is what he had to say. I will never talk in class again because you get whacked and it hurts. Afterwards, his classmate, Ash, a nice friend, said, it is bad to talk in class. Then I talked to his teacher, Mr. Mark Montoya, and he said, I told Billy to hush up, but he didn't listen, so I whacked him with a stick. Put a dunce cap on him and made him stand in a corner. After that talk, you can see God is really important in the Puritan society.
Hi, I'm reporter Kimberly, and my article is Too Much Talking. Puritan life is not easy. Caitlin Wright learned that the hard way by talking a bit too much. Every little thing has punishment in a Puritan society. This happened just yesterday when Caitlin, age 7, went to school. Caitlin stated, I will never break the rules, never. Mrs. Wilbur, the teacher, replied, I hope she will never do this again. A fellow student named Mary Williams said the only thing she heard was when Caitlin was smacked by the tree branch and heard Caitlin whimper a bit. I'm just going to do my work, read the Bible, and focus on God, Mary added. After talking with Mary, I went back to talk to Caitlin and asked, do you think you will do this again, Caitlin? No, never. I will never do this again. It's too embarrassing. Caitlin said this with a serious face. We are not done just yet. Caitlin's mother also had something to say as well. I understand Caitlin was embarrassed, but I'd rather have my child embarrassed than to be with the devil. She is very right. No one wants their child in the wrong side.
Hi, this is Jeremiah, and our final story is called Brian's Bad Day. Puritan religion is very strict. Schools want their students to pay attention and follow all the rules. Churches are all really boring because all of the walls were just white, no other color. There was also no statues in the churches. The one we are going to talk about is school. There's a boy named Brian Strowling who keeps on messing around and keeps getting hit with a leather strap. I am going to interview Brian Strowling, a very talkative boy. I asked him, how is it going in school? He replied, it is going terrible, he said in a broken voice. Once when I was talking to my neighbor and my teacher hit me with a long stick. When I yelled out something when I wasn't supposed to, I had to go to a corner, stand on a stool, and wear a sign that said, talker. That would have been really embarrassing. Now I am going to interview a classmate of Brian Strowling named Kate Smith. Kate Smith is a talker just like Brian Strowling. I asked Kate, how mean do you think your teacher is? She said, she is very, and I mean really, strict. Finally, my last interview is with the mean teacher, Denise Bryant. My question to her was, how does it feel to hit some of your students with a big stick, a leather strap, or a thimble? She said, it feels wrong, but they deserve what they get for messing around in their own classroom. Now that was the story of Brian's Bad Day.
Thanks for listening. We hope you learned something about the Puritans. Bye.